clear the beauty of bhakti or Krishna consciousness. It just struck me. What do you say about this? But yes, we have a free will, and Krishna wants us to use our free will, not that one day we go and we surrender, which means giving up our free will, and we only serve the will of God or Almighty One, who will then sit and say, I want you to do this and that and this and that. So, well, we sometimes don't like that. Like when I was young and I thought about God that way, I didn't like that. But, and then we go off on our own, and who needs God anyway, and we see what happens then. We need a leader. We need some police divine intervention here, and we're about to blow up the entire planet. Stupid humans who are like little immature children now, at least some of them, on a certain part of the world. So the secret here, or I would say or one of them, there are probably many secrets on this path of bhakti, but that I just thought of and discovered, is that what it's really about is that you and I and we, all of us, we follow our own wills. We want things, we want to have adventures, we want to create, and God says, yeah, that's what you are for. That's kind of just what you'd... We are, you are all expansions of the fun of it. Have fun, enjoy. But then if we go off and do it too much on our own, then we might find ourselves in trouble. So in this way we learn, but since this entire material world is like a dream, that's all there is to it. And when we, you know, dovetail, as Prabhupada said, our own wills with Krishna's will, with the will of the Supreme Lord, then all our wills, all the volition that we manifest, sometimes vigorously, harmonize. Right? And when we, all who live here, including God, harmonize with each other, then everything is happy and perfect and just wow. But then there is always that thought there, that possibility there back in the mind that I could go off on my own and really, man. You know, I'd rather you forget. But I wanted to really stick on here is this, that yes, we have free will. Of course we do. We are not just slaves of God, we're free to enjoy ourselves, our own lives, and that's how God wants it. That's why we exist. It's not that God thinks, I want to expand myself now into all kinds of beings who should all be my slaves, and they should just work and serve and serve so I can be satisfied. That's how maybe some humans think today. I will be like that. All the others work for me. And they will serve me more and more food and enjoyment and beautiful ladies. And I mean, you see, there are plenty of such big girls and guys sitting there on the planet today. Well, not so plenty, just a few who own that, more than half of the whole world between themselves. So there we see the Asura mentality, which really means those who have sunk too deep out there into the darkness. And then the Sura, that's, you know, then you're approaching the light, or you are in the light. So that's the world we live in, really. And again, it's about personal relationships. This cosmos is about the relationships between all of us who live. We are the cosmos, not some black hole out there.